If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5.
All right, 906, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We said we'd get Gary in right away. He's been waiting. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776. What's up, Gary?
Hey, what's up, guys? I am a Texas guy, and I'm not necessarily clamoring for them to get in, but I think we kind of messed it up when we lost to Florida. But how about Notre Dame? Like, why is it just a, you know, a given that they're in? They lost to the two best teams that they played, and they beat USC, which is the best win on their schedule. They played nobody else for the remainder of the year. They don't have any top 10 wins, and Texas has three. Like, I think them scheduling, like, the bottom half of Power 4 leagues, so I guess it seems like they have a good schedule. Like, Notre Dame, like, realistically should not be in any consideration. Like, you played 3 games that you possibly could lose, and you lost 2. And then you beat USC, which is not all that great. I think they're, like, ranked 17th. Why should they be in over Texas? Because of the gold helmet or what?
Well,
like,
I mean,
a serious question.
Yeah, the gold helmet is – it's dumb, but the gold helmet helps. I think no conference affiliation helps. More than hurts them, it helps them. But you know what, John? Think about this. It is true. Why are we so enamored with records when you consider the vast difference in quality of conferences? If you look at a schedule and you give point, if you say, okay, we're going to build points based on your wins, and we'll base it on how you win and who you win against. And then we will take away points for losses against teams. And like an Ohio State would subtract only 1 point from Texas because it's, you know, an unbelievable team. A loss to Florida would subtract, you know, whatever, 5 points from a loss to Georgia is a minus at Georgia is another minus one. You know, you're not getting dinged for that. Not really. Then you build points. Win over Vanderbilt is a +7. Win over Oklahoma is a +6. Texas A&M is going to be a +8 or +9. If you go through a schedule and you assign some type of points for based on who you played and how you played, Texas for sure is better than Miami. They're better than
Notre Dame.
Better than Notre Dame, and I'm saying Texas, but you could make the same argument for Vanderbilt if you wanted to. It just so happens that Vanderbilt has losses to, you know, some of the teams that we're discussing.
But you know, here's the deal is, and I agree, Desmond Howard said this weekend, I would love to see no names on the schedule. You put the record of the team that they beat, okay, on there. Not the record when you played them, the record now.
Yeah.
What's the team? Who did they beat? Who did they lose to? If you do that with Notre Dame, they have by far the worst resume.
Really? But see, I would disagree with Gary. Watching Notre Dame, I think Notre Dame is one of the I think Notre Dame deserves to be in. They've got a monster. They got a young, up-and-coming freshman quarterback. They got a decent offensive line. They've got two unbelievable running backs, two terrific running backs. They got a really good wide receiver. The defense is a little suspect. I will give you that. But I think Notre Dame is better than Oklahoma. See, I Oklahoma bothers me. Oklahoma has their offense just isn't very good. They have a good defense.
Was bad the other day. Ooh.
I know they have a good defense, but I just Mateer hasn't played well since he got back from injury. I don't trust Oklahoma to be all that competitive in a postseason.
LSU should have beat him. LSU should. Yeah, they really should have.
Yeah, and that LSU team has opened up a can of offensive quit.
Yeah,
I mean they're awful.
I don't know if they quit or they're just not good.
Yeah, they
Van Buren is.
What did they score? Because isn't their only offensive? Wasn't their only score at pick six against Mateer? How did they score?
Was it that or a kick return? Was it a pick six?
It might be. I forget. It was.
I forget. I watched so much football. So Notre Dame lost the beginning of the season to Miami, who's a top 12 team now. Lost to Texas A&M
at the end.
At the very end.
And those are the first two games.
Okay, then beat Purdue.
Purdue terrible. Stinks.
At Arkansas, terrible.
Yeah.
Boise,
No.
NC State, beat USC.
Good win at the time. Still a pretty good
17th
win.
17th in the
was
country
that at
now.
USC?
They're 17th right now.
Was that at USC?
It was at Notre Dame.
Okay.
Boston College, terrible. Navy. Navy's a decent team.
Not in their category.
No. Pitt, who got their ass handed to them by Miami this week and fell out of the top 25. Syracuse and Stanford.
Yeah. I mean, ooh, that is not good.
Nothing.
Ooh.
They've got no.
I still think that they're pretty good, though. And look how much they won by. Look what they did to Pitt.
Yeah, 37-15.
Yep. No, not Pitt. Who was it last week that they beat?
They beat Boston College 25-10. Boston College has one win.
That's not good. No. Yeah, but you throw away the records when Catholic teams play each other.
They beat Arkansas bad.
You throw the records away when Catholics play each other.
That's true. That's true.
That's what they should. They should start talking like SEC coaches. It was like these Catholic school teams, man. Uh-huh. No weeks off when you're playing a Catholic school.
Well, the Catholic. Maybe they should have a Catholic League representative.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Because you got Group of Five. You got the Power Four.
Who are the Catholic schools? The only ones I know of is Boston College is kind of considered one, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Why about just the religious?
I think what University about, of
we'll
San Diego.
TCU in there. That's a Christian.
This is how we juice the Raiders.
That's how you do it. Religious.
Yeah. SMU.
BYU.
BYU, Utah. Well, no, because Utah's kind of.
Yeah, they're a public school.
That's
secular.
That ain't.
Just because they call it a holy war doesn't mean one side gets to drink and do things with women.
The other
side. Well, I don't know that they love
it. You don't get kicked out of school for doing
that. Yeah. You're like, hey, don't ask, don't tell Utah.
Yeah, maybe we should just have a
I like that.
Yeah, the Christians. Mm-hmm.
But not private. Like SMU, you're out.
Right.
You're agnostics. You're not in.
Yeah, well, I don't think we should just call it religious, not Christians, because what if
religious.
Like North New York Muslim school wants to get in.
Right? Well, you got Mormons.
Right.
You got Mormons. Yeah, no, it's just a religious
real school.
You're right. It's just a religious.
Religious.
It's just religious, yeah. So You got Boston College is in that one. So Bill O'Brien might have a better record if he was there, I guess. So
pretty
BC's
conference.
In there, TCU's in there, Baylor. Is Baylor in there?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Baylor's Baptist. A Baptist school. Yeah. Baylor's in there.
No, Rice isn't. Rice isn't.
I'm just scrolling through the top 25. Okay. It's not that helpful.
Nope. I'm not. Does A&M count? They're a cult. No. That's not what we're talking. Just cut it out. Stop it. Enough of you.
No. Why are we doing that to A&M when they're down?
Because somebody, somebody sent that in, and I'm not going to say that.
I mean, might have been the best thing that happened to A&M if you want to listen.
I'm down on BYU, obviously, and then I'm down on the. You're not going to find a religious school out west.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's kind of a small conference.
Yeah, it's, 8-team conference.
And the service academies. We'll fill it out. Notre Dame, and we'll throw service academies. Because they do stuff for, and the, Well, yeah, I mean, one nation under God. They
indivisible.
They
get
that. Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, service academies.
Right, it's under God. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so service academies are in.
Right.
On the technicality.
All right, 914 ESPN. 90. Let's get Will. Will, did he bring Gilbert? Will? Will.
Might be.
Get in here, Will. What's up?
Hey, guys, it's Will. Okay, so I did the thing again. I'm like, bring Gilbert a steak if the Texans win. They beat the Titans. I brought him a steak, and then they beat the Bills, beat the Colts, beat two playoff teams. I'm psyched. The Gilbert mojo is flowing.
Oh, my God.
The Texans win this weekend. I'm going to bring him a steak again.
For Sunday night, yeah.
Well, wait, you haven't brought him a steak every week, though, right?
Twice.
No, just after that Titans win.
But it carried over to multiple wins.
Okay.
It apparently did.
Holy crap, that is so awesome, Will. Are you going to bring him one this week?
Well, you're in town. Why don't you go?
I might as well.
I'm not. I'm leaving today.
Do you have time to get by before you go to the airport?
I gotta get right to the airport. Yeah.
So I just wanted you guys to know. I'm sure he'll call in eventually.
I mean,
but,
thank you for your
Gilbert
service.
Mojo's flowing.
Nah, you and Reed Shepard, thank you for your service.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Hey, Will, thank you. Absolutely. You get your
No problem.
You're getting our team wins. Okay, with stakes to Gilbert.
Swarm.
Holy crap, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. All right.
He's doing his part.
Huh?
He's doing his part.
He is doing his part.
If you know that there's a superstition that always hits when you do your part, then you do it. You keep doing it.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? I have not kept up. I haven't. You know our listener fantasy football league? I just probably should start some guys that are actually playing.
Oh,
I need have you even looked at that?
I every week I try to on Thursday make sure I've not really picking guys.
I didn't play
up
Jamar Chase this week. That was probably a mistake.
I would have played him. I would have definitely played
Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I probably should look at that thing.
Pretty much most weeks I'd probably play Jamar Chase.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm 5-7. Probably should look at that every once in a while. Yeah. All right, 917 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. What a great show. What a great weekend to talk about. Man, this is just fun. And we are this month, we are going to be at Republic Boot Company. This is the month that you get your – now, listen, this Christmas, you can make someone's rodeo, okay? Does that make sense? Because the rodeo is coming up. You can get somebody that hat. You can get somebody those boots. You can get somebody that belt, that vest, that briefcase, that carry bag, tote bag. What is the thing where your bathroom, you put your stuff for your toiletry? Your toiletry bag.
Yeah.
Toiletry bag, whatever it is. You can get that, all of that, at Republic Boot Company this holiday season. You still got time to maybe make a reservation to get your holiday party there. I don't know that you're not going to have enough time to get your logo.
You know what? I'm actually going to do that for, we got friends that we're thinking of, what gifts are we going to get them?
That's a great time.
Right. And it's actually a perfect gift. Yeah. I just need to go by there today, make sure they can get it done by this week.
You can get your logo burned into it. You can't get it. I don't know about the stitching part, whether or not you can do that, but you can get it burned in still. You got to hurry, though, because they can customize whatever it is that you buy at Republic Boot Company to your business, or maybe you love somebody and you want to tell them you love
them. Hat fitting. They've got, you know, you want to get your new hat. You want hat fittings. You want custom fitting for the 1836 boots. You want to have custom made boots. It takes a long time, but it is well worth it with so many different skins to choose from. It's all Republic Boot Company. Thursday Night Football, it's one of the first places they went, and they did a whole video shoot from there. It's renowned across the country for having the finest boot maker right there in the shop. It's RepublicBootCompany.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2. You're listening to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All 102 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's play some sound. Isn't that what shows do? Don't they play like post game sound and stuff?
Sean and I were talking about this. We need to play Texan sound, but also at some point the league was just full of snitches yesterday.
Oh no!
Post game snitching is what we had.
Cam Hayward.
That kid Chestnut, the running back, snitched on a punter because a punter bullied him.
Shelby Harris
was
snitching. Let's get some Texans.
Okay, so CJ, here is which one's better, on how dangerous they are or his own performance? CJ likes to, if he gets time, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Signed CJ. He said that multiple times.
He got sacked twice yesterday. Yeah. One of them he ran backwards into about a 14-yard sack, and they still made the field goal. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I remember.
I was
that.
Like, hey,
there was a few times
when we're not doing this again, are we?
Backing up and then step forward. Hey, listen, hard to criticize. Other than the no touchdowns,
I thought he played well. I'm fine with it.
Played what really well.
Managed the game
like 276. That was two Davis Mills games.
Yeah. And he managed. Now, Davis would have had like three touchdowns. Nico Collins would have had 160 yards receiving and 21 targets.
And Davis Mills would have had 171 total yards. But, you know, 276. And, no, he included Nico.
Yeah, no, Nico had some. He had a nice game. He had a good game.
Yeah, Nico had a nice game. So here is
CJ. Hey, his last two games, remember, San Francisco was a terrific game.
Yeah.
CJ has managed the games well. When he's not in concussion protocol.
Well, and here we go on Sunday night against the Chiefs, at the Chiefs. So we'll see if he can do it again.
It's going to be cold,
by the way. But first, here is CJ on his performance.
Early on, I was a little rusty. I thought, they really didn't give me no, like, big plays. You know, like, they were taking a lot of that stuff away. So just I thought I was very disciplined, you know, check downs and, you know, getting the ball to where it had to go. And then, of course, the interception sucked. You know, I got to just take care of the ball and, you know, put Hutch in a better spot and just flatten him out. But other than that, I thought I played really good. I thought, you know, every opportunity I had, you know, with the ball, I thought I, you know, made the right decision. You know, a couple plays I went back. But I thought, you know, I did a really good job of, you know, taking what the defense was giving me. You know, I think the type of team we have, you know, I don't have to be Superman all the time. And, you know, I got to just do my job each and every play. And I'm not going to be perfect. I'm never going to be perfect. And I trust myself. I know my teammates trust me. And that's all that really matters.
Good quote. That's nice. You know what? He's pretty honest. I mean, listen, you'll never play a game that you ever. Tom Brady never played a game that he didn't have something he wouldn't like to take back. Yours never a perfect game. And the interception was bad. And he took a sack that he shouldn't have. He really shouldn't have. But he made a lot of good decisions. When you throw for 276 now in today's economy, that is a bunch. I mean, honestly, you look at the it's in the 220s. I bet you, what's the average game right now?
It is.
I'll bet you passing average game is around 225.
I'm going to ask ChatGPT. What is the average yards passing per game in the NFL this year? Okay, let's see how quick this supercomputer can think. I'm thinking. I'm just going to guess 228. No, 231 maybe. Good question. I tried to find a reliable average passing yards per game across the NFL number, but there's no public up-to-date source. Yes, there is. And this is why you have to tell these stupid AIs, like, literally just go look at ESPN, you stupid-ass computer.
Right. How about this? I just looked up the team leaders, or, you know, the passing yards per game from teams in the NFL. So not players,
right?
Just entire teams. And I'm just going to say number 16 is the Chicago Bears with 220 passing yards per
game. That's the midpoint, right. Probably. And there's right. The median.
Is that median?
That is the median, yes. And then right after them is the Texans at 219.
Well, but here's the deal. You go all the way up to the Bills. The Bills are only averaging 225.3.
Yeah.
And they're 1, 2, 3,
the average
4,
team,
5, 6,
according to publicly
7,
reported
8,
stat
9,
summary,
10, 11,
227.7 yards a game.
227. So ballpark.
227. Yeah. That's what I said, 225. Yeah. I mean, so 276? Are you kidding me? Hall of Fame.
276 every game, you're the league leader in passing.
Okay, who's greater, him? Now, does he take over for Shadur as most powerful black man?
Wait, who?
CJ. He threw for 276.
No, he's not taking over for Shadur. This, first of all, it's not your... You're out of this. This is number one.
It is.
The three of us cannot. Don't ask Sean. He doesn't get a vote. He's an intern.
Sean was disappointed. He didn't know. He didn't hear the Kendrick Perkins.
Well, number one, this is.
He was very disappointed in Kendrick.
I can understand that. Kendrick Perkins is the one who made the comment that Shadur is the most powerful black man since Obama. I found it to be.
I found it to be
puzzling.
Sean is upset. Right, I can see he's got his arms folded.
The
okay, Sean, more powerful now. CJ threw for 276. Is he more powerful than Shadur? I can't say, but you can.
No. This is an insult. This is an insult to the entirety of the black community. Like Shadur, like more powerful than Barack Obama. Look,
since Barack Obama.
That's what Kendrick said. Kendrick Perkins said this. Let the record reflect. We never made this comment.
Look, regardless, as a member of the black community, correct, I speak for everyone when I say we are all insulted by this.
Do you not speak for Kendrick Perkins?
Okay. No, you're speaking for everyone but Kendrick Perkins.
Yes.
Because I don't know that anyone agreed with him, but okay.
Most powerful was a strong – Josina Anderson might agree, but – most powerful was a really strong phrasing there.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's some people.
Galvanizing, maybe he could have said.
I don't think Rex Ryan would agree.
First of all, Lamar Jackson was much more galvanizing and popular than Shadur. Much more.
Yeah. But, I mean, I love it. But now.
It's funny radio content. I can't get around that.
Every day, I thank God he said it. Like, I love that he said it. It's provided a lot of content.
Allowed me to think at my house, like, I feel that way about Reed Shepard when I see him play now.
Listen.
And the so Bills, does that make him the most powerful?
The Bills are 10th in the league, and they're at 225 a game. That's 10th in the league. At the bottom, the Jets throw for 148. The Browns, 159. The Titans, 165.
Shadur threw for under 150 yesterday.
The Ravens, 180. I mean...
180 for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, he missed some of those games, though.
Right.
He's gone under.
Passing yards per game. Who leads the league in passing yards a game?
Well,
you
Cowboys.
Got, yeah, you got it right there in front of you. But the highest number is 271. The lowest number is 146.8. And that would be... That would be the Jets.
The Jets.
But if we go back, and let's just go back to 2023, before the two-high shell was ever invented.
Right.
It's been around for a while. The average yards passing a game, oh, I'm glad you asked, John. That would be the Dallas Cowboys at 308. No, that's postseason. That's postseason. I was about to say, wait a minute. Regular season. Here we go. Highest number. Well, you know what? It's interesting. The highest average was 265.
Wow.
But it was 265, but there were, let's see.
Yeah, what's the median?
2, 4. Well, the median would be they don't have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 would be 225.5.
So a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 931 ESPN. Oh, wait a minute. Let's get Philip in here. Because I need to know about deviled eggs on Thanksgiving. If you have a problem with deviled eggs on Thanksgiving, Philip, you and I have a problem.
Hey, John Lance. Hey, no, I was just wondering because I'm from Houston. I live up here in PA now, and like we went to a Thanksgiving dinner and they didn't have deviled eggs, and I was like, "Well, where's the deviled eggs?"
Wait. Yeah. Thanksgiving is deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. You have to have deviled eggs.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
And another thing, y'all were talking about giving, Shadur or Reed Shepard props. What about that quarterback for Vanderbilt, Pancho Villa or something?
No, Diego Pavia.
Not Pancho Villa. That's not the same.
Well, you got an Aguilar now.
In the SEC.
Is the Hispanic community taking over the quarterback position? I think that's a pretty good question.
Discussion has to be had.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a Mendoza who's going to be the Mendoza. First pick of the draft. Who's going to win the Heisman.
Heisman.
We've got
Aguilar, Tennessee.
And a Pavia. Well, what? Is Pavia?
Wait, is Diego. I mean, we got to get it to him.
It is Diego. I'm not sure what the background is.
I mean, if
Diego Pavia.
The Hispanic community is drafting him what in the racial draft.
Ethnicity.
I mean, he went to school in New Mexico.
Ego
this is all Pavia. Circumstantial evidence.
Well, okay. So New Mexico is like its own thing. Johnny Tapia and our third baseman.
Alex Bregman.
And Alex Bregman, they Mexican. Might as well be the same race.
Yeah.
If you're from New Mexico, if you're from Albuquerque, your race is New Mexican. And it's a whole different thing. You've got dirt under your fingernails. You got a lot of edge and grit to you. You've probably seen some things if you're from Albuquerque.
Oh, no,
for sure.
Seen a lot of things. Yeah.
Diego Pavia's ethnicity is Latino or Hispanic. He was named National Latino Player of the Week.
Thank you. Over Mendoza?
Probably a few times.
Oh, well, this week, yeah.
At some point.
Oh, okay.
Pavia's roots run deep with a proud Hispanic heritage from his parents.
There's a Hispanic Roel Pavia, Player of the Week now?
Roel Pavia and Antoinette
what
Padilla.
What about the Italian Player of the Week? Who was that?
Don't have any.
Who was
anymore.
The German Player of the Week? What is this song?
German
you got a song?
Player of the Week?
Yes. The German Player of the Week.
Is there a Schmidt that plays the league? Or?
Is there no lineman?
Dalton
Schultz.
Schultz.
Yeah, but not in college.
Every week he'd win it.
He'd be a big favorite. I got to dig around on that one. Diego Pavia. Yeah, his mom is Padilla, and his dad is Pavia.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And he's Diego. That gave it away for me. I didn't have to even look it up. I knew Diego
He's Pavia double Hispanic. Was... He's okay. Got it going more than my kids do.
And Fernando Mendoza, I guess he's going to be...
Joey Aguilar?
Yeah.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
Yeah, see?
It's not.
That's the player
That's
of the week.
Not the player
you
of the
who's
week.
The player of the... White Player of the Week is Billy Brown now. Okay.
He's the Brown Player of the Week. Ooh, boy. I bet he. Do you think he gets more busy after Thanksgiving? Well, I mean, he is. He's Brown.
I've talked about
Billy Brown, and I bet Thanksgiving gets really busy
really
for him.
Brown. No, that Brown won't go down.
Terrible.
No, when your family comes over and you feed them all that food and then they stuff your toilets, I'm sure you got a problem right now. Okay. Oh, by the way, how cold is it right now? And what if it gets really cold and your pipes break? What? Have you checked out your pipes? Have you looked to see? If your house is old and you haven't repiped, there's a good chance one of them's going to break this season, this winter, and you're going to be in a bit. And you know what? How much is going to cost you? A ton. But Billy says, listen, I'll repipe and I'll give you a free water heater. How about that?
That's pretty good. And even if you don't need one, take it.
Yeah,
you just stick it in your garage. I don't care. He's giving you a free water heater with installation. Or just take your old one out and put the new one in. And, you know, that way you don't have to worry about it going wrong. Yeah, so all of the frozen pipes, that's going to be a thing here in a little bit. But I can tell you right now, if you are worried that you have leaky pipes, they can do a hydrostatic test for you right now and find out if you do. And if you do, you could end up saving yourself thousands because you want to address it as quickly as possible. Big jobs, small jobs, it doesn't matter. They come out there, they diagnose it for no money up front. They don't charge you to come out there, and they come out quickly, and they'll let you know. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we just got... So, Sean, this is our penultimate segment. So, what did we miss? Yeah, that's what Dell always informs us.
Well, we missed... we got a few options. All the NFL players snitching in the post-game availability, or Lane Kiffin song commemorating his time at Ole Miss.
Well, and who put that together?
Departure.
Who put that together? The
Lane Kiffin song?
Yeah.
It's unclear. The artist is unclear.
They're happy with Lane. They love Lane.
It's a different tone.
Let's listen. Okay. Maybe they're happy with them.
Maybe. Let's see if they're
happy. Let's see if they're happy with
them. Okay.
Lane Kiffin is a bitch. Lane Kiffin is a hoe.
Okay.
Quit on his team and slipped out the door. Lane Kiffin is a bitch. Lane Kiffin is a hoe.
Okay.
He talked all that talk, but all them words was a joke. Look how word his man say he changed. Lying through his teeth, he a motherfucking snake. Quit on his team on the verge of the playoffs. Sending cryptic tweets cause the bitch love chaos. Gone, bruh, we gon' be just fine. Toxic ass coach playing games all the time. Lane Kiffin is a bitch, Lane Kiffin is a hoe. Quit on his team, then slipped out the door. Lane Kiffin is a bitch, Lane Kiffin is a hoe. He talked all that talk, but all the words was a joke.
That doesn't seem like he's happy with Lane Kiffin.
Nah.
That's a happy Lane.
I think we got time to see the Snitches too now. So,
yeah. We got time to hear some snitch. I like the Juwan Jennings one. Okay. Juwan Jennings.
Players usually handle stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And yesterday, they were telling anybody who would listen on another player. They were telling on players yesterday. So who's the first one here? What's the one John was talking about?
First one's Shelby Harris. About Juwan Jennings.
Ooh, man, he's none too pleased because Malik Collins got hurt during the game and he was carted off. And listen to what Shelby Harris had to say about Juwan Jennings.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever. But, like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft shit. And I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
The end is my favorite part.
So last week, he got punched in the nuts.
Yes, by the Panthers DB.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Shelby Harris, after playing Juwan Jennings, is like, you know what?
Understands. I'm not surprised. That doesn't surprise me at all.
I can see it. I can see why.
Wow. Wow. And then Cam Hayward. It was none too pleased with Josh Allen.
Right.
Now, I didn't know Josh had a little of this in him.
He's a competitor.
Yeah, he's a competitor. He'll get competitor, gritty. But here is Cam Hayward.
I've never known him to be dirty.
No. But
most quarterbacks aren't dirty.
But Cam Hayward said he is, and here's why.
You and Josh Allen have seen a little bit of frustration early on.
That sounds like Mapes.
Talk about it.
That sounds like Mapes.
Being kneed in my stomach? And then
search it back. Tell me if this sounds like Sean Mapes. Did you just put yourself in asking a question so you could give a context?
No, I didn't.
Okay, listen to this.
Doesn't sound like
okay,
Mapes?
Listen.
You and Josh Allen have seen a little bit of frustration early on. Can you talk about it or
sounds more like
being kneed in my stomach? And then just drawing back and forth and then, ticked off the entire game because as a quarterback they're protected, but I'm not. Just pisses me off.
You saying he need you or
yes,
someone else?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Did you cross the line throughout the game? Or
was that one incident.
Was that on purpose by him?
Yes. You even said after, I had to do something to get you off of me.
So he need Cam Hayward in the stomach on purpose.
To get him off.
To get him off him.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam Hayward wanted to let everyone know.
Yeah. What? I don't know. I don't know. So how he's on the ground and he need him? He's
getting
on top
up,
of
I guess.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, it's as they're getting up after the play. Yeah. You just throw your knee up.
Yes,
there.
That's
yeah.
Exactly what I'm saying. It's two tattletales. Now,
when I saw a video afterwards of Cam Hayward actually punching Joe Flacco after he was tackled. He was on the ground, and he actually punched him in the head.
Trust me.
As he was getting up.
That's what's so funny about this is these guys, I can see D linemen talking about being pissed off at a wide receiver. Like that. Like my dad and I were talking this week. He goes, you know what? The old saying in football is the further away from the football you get, the bigger the divas. That's why they're all at wide receiver and cornerback. And he said, generally speaking, Very few people on the team like those guys. Only the guys in their position group typically like them. And I thought that makes sense now.
Yeah.
The Juwan Jennings, and although he's kind of a tight end wide. No.
No, Juwan
Jennings. Juwan is the wide receiver. Yeah, I'm thinking of the one for Juwan Johnson. Yeah, from St. Joe. Okay, and the final tattletale. This one is Chestnut. What's his name? He's a running back who's a special teams
player. Julius Chestnut.
Julius Chestnut. I actually wrote him up. Julius Chestnut. This is one you don't hear much. This time he tattletales on a punter. Usually you don't want to tell the public that you got bullied by a punter, but apparently he felt like, just in case, he needed to bring this one to light.
I don't really know why the punter did that. You know, honestly, I was just trying to play hard, and he came up to me, said he was going to kill me, you know? So I don't know what made him do that.
Yeah, I mean, just things kind of temper, maybe tempers flared from that moment, you thought? I mean, just how did the frustrations of the game kind of boil into that moment, you think?
I don't think it was any frustration. I think it was just us playing hard, and me and the other guy was just playing hard, and I think he just wanted to something to say. Honestly, I have no idea.
You didn't get any kind of explanation as to what he took exception to? I mean, for him to kind of come toward you on the play after that?
No, I have no idea. I was just playing hard. He came with me, you know? I don't know what made him do that. Might have been a couple plays before, and I made a block on him, maybe. I don't know what made him want to do that.
Probably what it was.
That was surprising to me. I never seen nothing like that before.
This punter's 6'5", 230.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this punter's big. This punter also went to Mississippi State, so you know he might have a gun rack in the back of a truck. Oh, it's just if I'm fully fleshing out this stereotype, 6'5", 230-pound punter from Mississippi State. I'm just saying, put it on record just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put it on the record just in case any shenanigans go down.
Mm.
But there's a lot of telling in the NFL. A lot of telling on other players.
Should the punter get fined for threatening his life?
I don't feel like punters or kickers should ever be fined for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're getting bullied by a punter, then I think maybe he should be fined.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name?
Julius Chestnut.
Julius Chestnut. Mm-hmm. I don't think we'll be hearing much from Julius Chestnut.
He went to a really small school, if I remember.
I mean,
too.
That's a little embarrassing for the entire program.
Julius Chestnut played college football at, where did he play his college ball? I mean, it's somewhere not big, if I remember correctly. Sacred Heart. I could see where he'd be a little intimidated by a 6'5", 230-pound SEC punter.
Yeah.
I mean, what's a Sacred Heart?
Is he Australian?
That's
too?
A tackle. No, look at that. If he's Australian, you have to take that seriously.
Yeah, I think, like, and it's a high bar for me to say this, I think authorities should probably get involved. if an Australian punter who went to Mississippi State
threatening people's lives
says that he's going to kill you, I believe him.
Let me see. Where is he from? Or if he's just from Mississippi.
That's true.
Like, too. Either one. He's from Mississippi. He's from Darbin, Mississippi.
Oof. Darbin, Mississippi.
Let me see where he played in high school, what he was. He played wide receiver and defensive back as well. So.
And sounds like your dad was proven right there.
Yeah, I'm not
taking far away from the ball, is he?
Yeah, he's far away from the ball.
This punter has the DB receiver mindset.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to mess with him either.
All right, we got a break.
I'm going to put Logan Cook hobbies. I guarantee hunting is in there.
Oh, yeah. All right, why don't you, while you're doing that, maybe John Daspit can sue him.
Cook is an avid hunter, it tells me, and fisherman, and has a company that specializes in turkey calls. He has been training in MMA and kickboxing for 9 years and holds a blue belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Absolutely contact the authorities, Julius. You did the right thing. I'm sorry we made fun of you on this segment. Or, if he does hurt you, call John Daspin.
John Daspin.
I mean, he's a personal injury lawyer. I don't know how that works, if that's a... You know, but I'm just saying, if there is somebody who is going to win you a big settlement, it's John Dasput. He wins big settlements all the time. He does for people who have been injured. I'm watching Landman right now. Boy, John Dasput, I hope he had a place up near Midland, an office, because he would have made so much, so many settlements for so many people out on the oil rigs. And, you know, he actually does handle stuff like that. He handles offshore. He handles refinery blasts. Those are very dangerous jobs, and he's there to help take care of the families who incur, you know, heavy hospital bills, sometimes loss of life, loss of limb. Who are you going to have fighting for you? I watched an episode, and had the girl who didn't know what they were doing, and they were getting swindled by the offers. When you have a lawyer like John Dasput, that's over. They know the fun and games is over. They're not going to be able to take advantage of you. They have to go through John Dasput and the Dasput Law Firm, and they know a big settlement's coming because that's what he's going to do for you. 713, call now. The only phone number you need to know if you're involved in an accident, 713, call now or go to DasputLaw.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Now, I don't think this falls under the real weird category. Actually, it's actually what I kind of expected. Did you see this Kim Kardashian story? She learned she has low brain activity after getting a scan. And she said, that can't be. And I said, I can see it.
Low brain activity.
Low brain activity in Kim Kardashian.
Woo.
And you know what? I don't even really care. You want to know the truth.
I knew you didn't.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even.
I didn't think
she had.
It would have been more shocking if the doctor was like, oh my God. It's off the charts.
That would have been news of the weird. Okay. That would have been news of the weird. Kim Kardashian, really smart.
You broke the scale. We're not used to this kind of intelligence.
France's far-right leader, I don't know that everybody loves him. He was hit by an egg days after he was hit by flour. Are they trying to make some kind of cake?
Boy, if they throw butter on him next, if they throw butter and then somebody hits him with two cups of sugar and an extract vanilla, chocolate chips, oatmeal, bam, cookies.
They should do this.
An LA man is charged with stopping freeway traffic to film a music video. Should this man
prison.
Be... Well, should he be executed?
Yeah.
Have you driven in L.A.?
What time did he do this?
He did it. This happened in 2023.
Oh, he's just
going to court now, I guess. And
what did he do? He stopped traffic to film a video?
He was charged on Wednesday in a 2023.
Have you ever seen those guys? I don't know if they still do it. Those guys in Houston that stop traffic and they... Like, I've seen them get a little mini goal out, plastic mini goal, and one guy dunks on another one. Yeah. And I would, like, you can't do that in an open carry state. You can't
no.
do stuff like that.
No.
California, you can get away with it, but John, he's probably not getting executed in California.
Probably not, but if I was the judge.
Yeah. I want to get it dismissed from your court.
Yes. Death sentence. We need a change of venue. Campbell's has fired its executive who was recorded saying the company's products are for poor people. Is he lying? I mean...
Campbell's soup?
When was the last time, you know, that this chicken and stars is delicious? No! That doesn't happen.
It's not Grey Poupon.
It's
what you're
not.
Saying.
Yeah. I don't think Campbell's. I don't think that's what you want to
split pizza. Then.
Hold on. Do you really want to say though that let's go ahead and eliminate everyone from our marketing?
Well, but he was just making a comment.
Where did he make it?
He was recorded, so I kind of feel like this is
he's going to lose his NBA team. Good.
Yeah, he should. Should you be recorded?
Our soup is for poor people. Did he say that?
He was,
like Mortimer and Randolph having the bet on Billy Joe or whatever.
We're just servicing the poors here. That's what we're doing. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Do you have a...
Stop bringing those soup eaters around to my building? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. I don't think he was denigrating. He was just saying, hey, we made products for...
Let's be honest.
Listen, 10-cent toothbrushes. Who are you making them for? You're making them for the poors, right? Campbell's soup. I'm sorry. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not a big soup person, so I don't know the hierarchy. But is there like a higher level canned soup that I don't know about?
Chunky.
Well.
Oh, no, Campbell's is chunky, right? That's an offshoot.
Campbell's chunky.
Donovan McNabb was poor?
No, but.
No, I mean, but they're selling it to the poor people.
Yeah.
They're like, hey.
Think he's talking about.
The soup's in a bottle.
Fans, like,
the soup's in a bottle. Yeah. That have bone broth in it?
Mm-hmm.
What's
rich
that
people
store,
soup.
Bieber's wife, Hailey Bieber's wife.
Where everything's super expensive?
Now, that's for the rich people.
Well,
okay?
Everything they have.
Yes, everything they have. What is it called? My God. This store is ridiculous. It's
really?
always crowded. Always crowded. It is the dumbest store
Hailey
ever.
Bieber smoothie.
Yeah.
It's at Erewhon.
Erewhon.
Yeah.
Dude, I've never seen more dumb people in my life. Just a regular smoothie is like
$30. $20 for a strawberry glazed skin smoothie.
There's more expensive than that.
Are there?
Oh, I mean, it's the stupidest store ever.
$20 smoothie.
That's for rich people. And they have soups there, too.
Well, that's before I put
soup.
My program.
That's for the rich
people. That's before I customize.
That's soup for rich people.
That's for the rich people, not Campbell's. I'm sorry. I think the guy, he's got a lawsuit against Campbell's. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. If I was his lawyer, you just got fired for telling the truth, okay? Now, if you were at Erewhon, that's a different story. That's not for the poor.
I wonder if the Erewhon guy's like, honestly, our stuff's for rich people. Honestly.
Yeah, right. We don't want the poors in here.
Yeah,
you can't afford us.
Donovan McNabb's not going to be in our commercial.
You can't afford us, okay? All right, we are done.
14.
Will Kunkel is next, and he's like, hey, you a-holes are taking
time. We're already on to Wilson.
Right.
We're used to taking
Get
Wilson.
Out. Stop talking about stupid crap and let me talk about the Texans and stupid referees crap. That's next. Hey, I've been talking about Blue Bonnet Glass Company for about a month now. And if you haven't heard about them, it's a company that's been in business since 1951. They're awesome, awesome, awesome. They have been they've been outside of town, and now they're in the Houston area, right? And they are – it's really, really great. Any kind of glass that you have – and Ian texted me this morning, and he said, you know, the tornadoes last week, if anybody had any damage, he's going to give 20% off to replace their glass. Now, what kind of glass – it doesn't matter what kind of glass. You know, store windows, or if you have, you know, separated for conference rooms, conference room windows, shower glass, whatever kind of glass that you have, they can make, and they're so dependable. And here's the thing for you builders and you guys that are your contractors, they're on time, okay? You don't stay in business since 1951 if you're not on time. They have been doing this forever, and now they are in the Houston area. So if you're looking for the best way to get whatever glass it is that you need, they are here for you. Blue Bonnet Glass Company. I'm telling you, I know Ian. He is awesome. They are they're in the greater Houston area now, and they are going to service any glass need that you have. 832-508-0911, 832-508-0911, or bluebonnetglass.com. 20% off if you had any tornado damage last week.
ESPN 97.5.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.